Oh, we get your phone calls 365, 24/7, even on lacrosse Sundays.
Thank goodness lacrosse Sundays are over. Last week was the last one of the season.
Oh, so. How did he do? How did Mikey do?
He did fantastic. I'm really, really proud of him. They, you know, the All-Star game is actually just something. It's fun. It's more of a scrimmage. They pull all of the top players from all the different teams, and then they create two teams for, you know, a game. So it was a fun game. So, you know, they really had a good time.
So do you take phone calls when you're out there on the field?
You know, I actually don't. I do ignore them. I don't call back. And I mean, it's an hour game. So if I can't focus and give my kid an hour, then there's a problem.
Okay.
There's a
All
real
right.
problem there.
All right. Well,
I mean, I am good. I'm addicted to work. Trust me. I work around the clock.
Every so often we got to give mom an hour or two.
Yeah.
Okay.
Every now and then we've got to shut it off. And for something like that, yes, I shut it off.
And we do call you back when you call 844. We lend for you. You want to go back in time here and talk
about
one that
So actually, we call every single person back. If you call us and we miss you during the show, because obviously you guys can hear us talking on air, you can hear the calls coming in. And a lot of times we will miss your call. It'll either go to voicemail or we'll drop the call. You put it on hold, you hang up. So we always try to call everybody back. And not when I say try, I don't mean try. We call everybody back. But sometimes we get through and sometimes we don't. And so the one that we're going to actually play for you next was from last weekend. We got a phone call during the show. Didn't have a chance to. We couldn't pick up that call. And we actually called her back once the show finished. So we stay here at the, you know, at the studio, and we continue to record calls and we continue to take calls until we're done. So we're never leave till we're done. But we actually called this girl, and she answered the phone. I said, "This is Debbie with Mortgage Mom Radio. You gave us a call during the show and we missed you. You know, would you mind if we record you for next week's show?" And she said, "No, absolutely. Go ahead. But I don't really have a question. You actually answered my question as I continued to listen to the show. But it was really, exciting. You know, your show was very,
it was a good call.
Yeah. But do you remember what she said? She said that the show was very, like, it pumped her up. It got her excited about homeownership, feeling like she could do it. And she was a single mom and, you know, she didn't think that she could ever get there. And, so then all of a sudden, you know, as she didn't really have a question, then she did have a question. So we'll kind of play part of her call right now.
Yeah. Let's get there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right now my income is not so high. If anything, I'm working a part-time job, so I guess the most I'd be getting is $700 a month.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I do have to work on either getting something better. I mean, I'm currently a manager at a store, but I mean, the title isn't everything. I guess once I get more experience, maybe start moving forward. But as far as my credit, I have like fair credit. I'm like at, I don't know, 675 around there.
Okay. Well, 675 is great, and just keep working on that and building on that. If you receive, you know, being a single mom, and this may not be your case, so I'm just going to kind of say it for everybody that listens to the show, but, you know, if you are receiving any kind of child support or alimony, we can definitely take a look at that as well to help towards, you know, monthly income and qualifying. If, you know, and if you don't, that's okay too, but I just want to make sure that you know that that option is there for those things to be considered. And, you know, just keep pushing forward. I mean, you know, I have a lot of, especially single moms that will have a really great friend, that maybe the two of them want to try to buy together. And now we're combining, you know, your $700 a month, maybe with, you know, whatever her income is, and you guys can go out there and buy a home together. You know, that's better than renting a property and then having to get, you know, somebody to rent a bedroom from you. You know, you guys are all sharing rent. You might as well own, maybe two of you guys could own a property together. So lot of opportunity there, but keep doing what you're doing. Keep pushing forward. Keep working on that income. You know, like you said, you're, you know, manager at a store. The longer that you're there, you'll probably get raises and promotions, and, you know, just keep at it. There's it's never no. It's always a matter of when.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, I can hear that baby.
There's the baby.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Thank you.
And, you know,
yeah, she's really happy.
Oh, good. And if you're receiving any kind of, you know, Social Security support, any other additional income, you know, we can always look at all of that. So make sure that when you're ready, you know, that you have everything written down, all forms of income where you receive it from.
Yeah. I don't receive any child support. And that was always something I set myself for. If the father would like to contribute, definitely. If not, then I'm not going to make it a responsibility, even though I'm told a lot of the time that it is the father's responsibility. I just, if it's something that wants to come from him, you know, definitely.
Right.
I don't have anything.
There's nothing in writing and yeah.
No.
Gotcha. Well, I really do commend you. You know, you're a strong mom. You're doing it. You're making it happen. I love that the show was motivating and that you felt, you know, you feel like maybe there's a, you know, a possibility in your future to be a homeowner. Like I said, just keep pushing forward. Keep working on that income. Keep your credit good where it's at. And, you know, you will be a homeowner. And I would be happy, you know, to talk to you more off air if you want to call me, you know, back at another time and, you know, really kind of go through your scenario personally one-on-one and, you know, make sure that, you know, you're doing, taking all of the right steps. And right now it's just a waiting game to make sure that that income gets where you need it to be to qualify for what you'd like to live in.
Yeah.
For what you and the baby would like to live in.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Where she wants to establish her family home. Yes.
Yeah. I definitely don't want to be hopping around place to place.
No. You want that security for you and your baby. And, you know, so definitely let's make that plan. Let's talk together and call me, you know, call me when we're maybe even during the week when we're not at the station. And I would love to, you know, get some one-on-one with you to make sure that we're pushing you into the right direction.
And that sounds great.